you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
In the morning light, we turn on the dial. Mark and Kim show, it's gonna make you smile. But there's a secret bubbling underneath the sea. Kim's got the spotlight, pull Mark and intervene. She spins her tales, so wild and grand. Every day it's a story she can't withstand. Mark's head is spinning, can't keep up with her pace. He's got a safe face on the radio in East Tennessee. Mark's head's gonna explode. Can't you see? Kim's the star of this crazy ride. But the S-Man's feeling shacked inside.
What? Feeling trapped inside?
Really?
Is that what it said?
Fellas, really? I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four.
Exactly. Your foot feeling trapped inside. I'm sure you wrote this. So what does that even mean? That you're feeling trapped inside.
It's like I'm just dealing with the back and forth. I just don't know.
Trapped inside your own head or trapped inside the room? Which one is it?
Both.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you are writing these.
Yeah.
Are you?
No, I'm not.
I assumed you were.
I'm getting emails.
Oh, I assumed you're writing them.
You think I'm going to write that Kim is the star of this show and my head is spinning like a dreidel or whatever it's
called?
Well, I know where my bread is buttered, but, you know, don't we all? Mm. And if we don't know, she'll remind us.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like you're writing.
That my head would explode. People listen.
Yeah.
People hear the show. I mean, they know the dynamic. I don't have to be the only one to know that. Well, you can believe what you believe.
Oh, I do.
And I'll... A little pushback this morning.
Right on.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to this. We call it hot because it was hot yesterday.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, hot. Mm-hmm. It's Monday morning, 82 fun loving degrees today here on Starwater 2.1. You got the Mark and Kim show. And thanks to whomever is sending these Kim centric songs.
Yeah.
To some. What?
Whoever.
Okay, do you need me to look you in the eyes?
With your liar's eyes?
I am not writing these songs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I'm getting the evil stink eye at the same time.
It's not the evil stink eye.
One
it's
eye's
just
evil,
the,
one eye's stinky.
It's just that I know you're writing these.
You do not know that.
I do know you're writing
How
them.
Do you know that?
I just know.
Yes, man.
I know things.
Trapped inside. What do you know?
I know things.
Like what?
That you're writing these.
Give it up.
Give out app.
Give up your info.
Doesn't take much to know you're writing these.
I'm not writing these. You're assuming I'm writing these.
I pretty much know.
So, but you definitely are assuming though.
I'm assuming. I mean, okay. I seen you sit down enter them into AI and get them produced?
AI?
No. Yeah.
No, some band is together.
Band is together.
And they're writing this.
Yeah, that's writing it. Some garage band out in Powell someplace.
Oh, see it is. Well, no, because Powell hates you. Seeing that you're a Halls resident.
Yeah, they wouldn't help out.
No, it would not help. They would put Kim in the spotlight.
No.
That sounds just like you.
Sounds like Halls.
No. Yeah.
Sounds like some handmaiden. Some sort of Kim sycophant. Some lady in waiting is what it sounds like. Well, we wondered for years if it would happen, and it did not happen. It's official and confirmed, quote unquote. No deathbed confession from O.J. Simpson about what they referred to as the L.A. thing.
The L.A. thing?
The L.A. thing. O.J. Simpson spoke to many close friends and family members in his last days, but he did not make any confessions about the murders before he succumbed to cancer.
But if he did, would they say?
Well, are you jumping ahead?
Well, because just asking a question.
Well, they all, anybody and everybody that went to visit OJ at his deathbed, and that was about 30 different people, they say, all of them had to sign an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement. So if they did know, if they do know, they can't say, which means this story is hollow. Because how do we know? We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He could have told somebody.
Yeah.
I believe the family knows. I believe he's told his kids. If you killed somebody, would you tell your son?
Especially if it was their mom.
If you killed somebody, would you tell your son is the question I just asked you.
Oh, I thought you meant him.
Oh, if he told somebody. I was asking you. If you kill me, are you telling your son?
I don't know. I can't imagine me killing somebody. I mean, if I killed somebody.
Hold on. Have you met me? Oh.
She's
thinking about it. Of course, almost as soon as the news broke of OJ's death, people wondered if he'd spoken at all about the slayings of his ex-wife and her friend. It does play like a perfect movie scene, which clearly helped fuel the rumor, but a source with direct knowledge. But if you've got direct knowledge, you have broken your NDA. The direct knowledge is it's just a rumor that he did not confess or anything. He didn't say anything about the death.
Hmm.
Like people said in the comments, the people who knew what the O.J. Simpson trial was, we were surprised to find out a lot of people don't know squadoosh about it.
And don't care.
Yeah. I started a sentence and went on the side and I completely forgot what I was saying. I don't know. I don't care. Must not have been important. They said, unless being thirsty and asking for water is a confession or wanting to watch the golf tournament on TV, nothing about the LA thing came up. Or
the
was
LA
even,
thing. I love that.
Or was even thought about.
The LA thing. You know, that little thing.
Damn, what was I going to say? However, Simpson was not only found liable for the killings in 1997 wrongful death civil suit, but in 2007, of course, he published a book entitled If I Did It, Confessions of the Killer. Y'all, the people that don't believe that he did it, then you weren't paying attention, say that. But here's the thing. Sources say everyone had to sign a non-disclosure agreement and no one was allowed to bring phones into the master bedroom where OJ was under hospice care.
Wow. Hmm.
Were they afraid that in his state of... You know, because at the end, I know there's some drugs involved.
Mm-hmm.
I had an aunt that just died. Oh, I'll have to tell you about that coming up. About the funeral.
Yeah.
And approaching a dead body, which I did.
You said you weren't going to.
Yeah, well, I had to. I was swept up.
What? Swept up in a wave of people?
Swept up in a wave of people.
Oh, my.
Escorted to the body. And then fell into a long-forgotten family dynamic I'll have to tell you about. Well, they were afraid, I guess, maybe with the... And she was on some drugs. I think morphine and stuff like that at the end to help her.
What is it? Palliative care?
Palliative care, yeah. And so maybe they were afraid that OJ would speak or say something. That's why no phones. And, oh, you'll be signing an NDA. If you had signed the NDA, okay, this is you. You just happen to be a friend of OJ Simpson.
Yeah, we go way back.
I'm saying if you happen to be,
and
he told you at the deathbed, I just want you to know you're the one I want to come clean to. I want to tell you, get it out of my system before I go meet my maker. I did it. Do you then, after you've signed the NDA and he's told you, do you tell anybody? He's told you the secret of the century. Do you hold back or do you write a book? Do you get straight to a publisher? Hey, Simon and Schuster, I got it, baby.
I think you have to hold back.
You're keeping the secret.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm trying to make some money.
You're writing a book. You're writing a book.
Yeah.
Of course, they'd have to help you string together a sentence or two.
Oh, of course. You know, AI or something.
Yeah, that's right. Like, who's writing our songs in the morning? Nice work on that, Kim. You and your girlfriends.
It's not me.
It is absolutely you.
Not me.
16 on this Mark and Kim show. It's you. So I don't know. Am I giving up the news? What I do, I sign everything over to my wife. And then I do it so that when I get sued for violating the NDA, they ain't got nothing to take from me. That's what you do.
Oh.
You divorce, give everything to your wife. Tell it. Sell it. Book it. I'm doing it. I'm breaking the bonds of truth. All right, all you suckers who believe in this bachelor and bachelorette crap. And of course, the Golden Bachelor, they're done. Jerry and Teresa. I'm so heartbroken over this. Breaking news.
Clearly.
They announced on Friday on Good Morning America, everybody, that, you can't be, divorced? You're barely even married. You shouldn't even call it divorce. Like, call it an annulment or call it call it fake for what it is. These ridiculous TV shows that you guys get swept up in because, granted, network television viewership is so far down that almost anything can be the number one show. It used to be like in country music that if you had a song, it became number one.
Mm-hmm.
Country music has expanded quite a bit in the last 15 years. So that's not necessarily the case all the time. Jerry said, quote, "We've come to this conclusion mutually. That is probably time for us to dissolve our marriage. But I root for her every day. We just feel like it's best for the happiness of each of us to live apart." You know,
they always lived apart. They never lived together.
Yeah, because she was one place, he was another. They were both in that area because of their grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to both be part of their grandchildren's lives.
Which is great.
But let's move to Charleston, South Carolina together, well away from both sets of grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, it's all tears.
They even made the announcement, from what I understand, holding hands and saying, we still are in love with each other.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Because if you were in love with each other, you would make it work no matter what. So, and then the announcement that he's going to be back again for another round of The Golden Bachelor.
Are you serious?
Yes, I cannot believe this.
This spring, the beloved series returns. Mm-hmm. ABC proudly presents The Goldener Bachelor.
Oh,
join Jerry as he embarks on a journey of love, life, and laughter to find his soulmate again. It's an unforgettable adventure that ends on a scenic beach locale when he kneels to say,
I love you 1,000%.
Again.
I'm never going to stop believing that every day I choose you.
Again.
Oh, shut up.
Again, whether you want to create new memories or rekindle old ones, since they just happened 90 days ago, don't miss The Goldener Bachelor.
That's right.
Because love is eternal, unless you find it on a TV show. Again.
Goldener.
Bunch of suckas. Prom attire just after 7, as Kim wasn't going to talk about it.
Well, I wasn't, but I am now.
Your son wears a sequined tux to prom, and we're not going to talk about it?
We'll talk about it.
Are you losing your mind? Is Morgan Wallen punking us all? Because after, of course, last week, throwing the chair off of the top of Eric Church's bar in downtown Nashville, Broadway, and second, the number one song now on Billboard's country airplay is called Man Made a Bar by Morgan Wallen featuring bar owner Eric Church.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And if he gets off with no jail time, this could be one of the most brilliant marketing schemes of all time. There are some more Morgan updates, by the way, concerning that whole thing. It's might not be good for him.
This is a heck of a way to market something. We don't really believe that, do we? Aren't they finagling here?
Finagling.
Whatever the word is.
That's what you do with your husband.
Mm. Oh.
Finagling. You're trying to nag him into doing something he doesn't want to do.
The taxes, perhaps?
Oh. Here we are, April 15th.
Uh-oh.
What that? I didn't. You did. Yeah. Don't even me.
Let's go back to Morgan.
The other criminal? Not the tax evader. He's already inspiring copycats in an arrest, surprisingly absolutely no one. A man in Nashville was taken into custody this past weekend for throwing beer cans off the top of a rooftop bar. It was Jason Aldean's. And he was aiming his shots towards cops. Do you know how hard they're working out there? I mean, I watched 3 arrests happen while I was there for 2 hours. An alcohol licensing specialist at a local law firm in Nashville said, if Morgan is planning to be that owner of that bar, They might want to apply soon because if he gets a felony conviction out of this, it will keep him from getting a liquor license.
Oh,
obviously, there's
wonder if he thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was thinking too much at all.
There's no guarantee he will, or he was. How do I raise some awareness for Morgan Wallen? He thinks before a song called "Man Made a Bar" hits and then becomes number one. There's no guarantee he will end up with a felony from his furniture throw, but he thinks, but if he thinks he's going to jail, maybe he should get that bar license figured out ASAP. On the flip side of that, a PR expert talked to Fox Business, and they don't think this will get in the way of his stellar career. It actually says that this might continue to drive his success as the outlaw bad boy of country music, all the way from Gibbs, Tennessee, baby.
Of course.
By way of the Red Robin on Parkside Drive,
that's
baby.
Right.
By way of Dancing with the Knoxville Stars with the Mark and Kim Show. Everybody.
Of course.
Morgan's Bar will be called This Bar and Tennessee Kitchen. And I believe that's the big, huge building that's under construction right now on Broadway. It's all, you know. It's,
rumor has it.
That's his. I don't know if that's his or not. But it's a big one. Whatever's going in there is big, so.
We got to see a side of my son that we don't get to see very often this weekend.
Which side is that?
Buffoonery.
The buffoon?
Oh, no, we see that.
We see the buffoon all the time.
We see that quite often.
He wore a clown suit.
He did not. It was a lovely suit. It was sequined. It was gold and purple sequined chucks.
I wonder if his mother had anything to do with that.
She did not.
What are your two favorite colors?
Gold and purple.
Okay. You actually listed gold first.
Well, purple is my most favorite color.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Anybody who knows me knows that purple is my favorite color, but I had nothing to do with this other than I ordered it for him. Let's back it up. My son is somewhat introverted. No, he is. Now,
I'm sorry.
He is. What happens is he likes to be in the background and sort of a support person
to you.
No.
He's your wingman.
No.
Your goofy ass wingman.
No. Well, yeah, he can be. But he likes to be like a support person to his friends and everybody until he's ready to be the center of attention. Okay? He doesn't like to be the center of attention.
You, on the other hand.
Until he wants to be the center
of
attention.
Center of attention deficit disorder.
I like to be the center of attention.
Oh, you absolutely do.
But I don't have to be the center of attention.
That's why you put your son in a sequined prom tuxedo.
I did not put him in that. Let me tell you how it happened. Last year, one of his friends went in an animal print suit. Okay,
right.
An animal print tux to prom.
Okay.
And he saw that and he was like, that was so cool. Nobody else had one. And he goes, I don't want to wear animal print, but I don't want to run into myself at prom. He decided over a year ago that he did not want to run into himself at prom. And I said, okay, decide what you want to wear and, you know, we'll make it happen.
Wouldn't he have known by now if there's someone else just like him at school by this point? 4 years.
Well, but he didn't want to wear the same thing as everybody else.
Go on.
And so we're going to post a picture of him and his closest friends.
Are you really?
Yes. And
post the one with his prom date, who I don't know if you noticed or not. She left a lot of room for Jesus in the pictures.
No, you'll see.
She's like, yeah, you be there. I'll be over here.
She was fine.
Delightful. Just so you know, when you say fine, we all know it's the opposite. So
no, she was delightful.
She kept her distance.
She wore sparkles too.
Sparkles are not sequins.
Well,
sparkles
she had sequins.
Are not sequins. You know
she
what that
liked
is?
His suit.
You know what that is?
Buffoonery.
You know he's wearing a clown suit. Right?
He's not wearing a clown suit.
That's an absolute clown suit. So, I like a poll. Clown suit or not?
Well, okay. Let me just tell you, the dads at the prom and most of the guys, I mean, they came when people were coming up, when we were taking
dads
pictures, they were all saying, you have won prom. I mean, the guys were coming up and
they're afraid that he's just going to sit on them if he doesn't say that.
Everybody was like, Eli. I mean, it was like, because he didn't tell anybody except his posse. Okay, you'll
his
see
what?
The his posse.
Oh,
you'll see the picture of the guys.
What a name for the prom day.
Yeah.
Buffoonery.
You be nice about his prom date. She is delightful.
She left a lot of room for Jesus.
She
absolutely did. If they were dancing, there had to have been a lot of room for Jesus. Did you get any pictures of that? Because I'm sure you were a chaperone.
Yeah. No, I was not. I went and we took pictures, just like all the parents.
Look at me in the
eyes. And then we left. I did not stay.
She's got liar's eyes on.
Yeah, she does. You, like very
wide. You raise your eyes wide. Mm-hmm. You, when you're not... wait a minute.
You can were you ask in, Eli.
Were you in the facility?
No, I never even went into the facility. I promise. But it wasn't the lighthouse.
But you were at the facility.
We were at the facility because that's where...
Usually there's a place that you go for the pictures and then everybody goes off to prom so that there are no parents anywhere on the vicinity.
We were at the facility.
On the premises.
There were lots of parents on the premises taking pictures and then we left. There were parents there as chaperones and stuff, but I was not one of them.
And how were you not one of them?
I just wasn't. I didn't sign up to be one.
Were you
asked
to be one?
No.
Did your son ask you not to be one?
No. No.
Buffoonery.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Buffoonery.
We were not there. But he was quite the popular person with the suit and everything.
It's an interesting suit as inspired by his mother.
It was not.
Your favorite. Your favorite colors and your favorite sparkle. Is your favorite sparkle the sequin?
I love the sequins. But I did not choose this. This was all him. He sent me pictures and said, what do you think? And I said, it's all you, baby. So we did have to order it because you couldn't rent something like this. So he owns this suit.
Oh, God. When's he going to break it out next?
No, oh my God. No telling.
Make sure I'm not there. I'll leave the same distance between he and I that his prom date left between she and him. Lots of room for Jesus in there. Was Jesus there?
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Okay. What time did you get home after prom?
Around midnight.
That's it?
Well, yeah.
Oh, you got to do four
all
in the
night.
Morning.
That's all night. He didn't go out all night?
No.
Oh, because mom.
No.
Yeah. Mom put the kibosh on.
No, mom did not.
He was home by midnight.
Yeah.
Jesus was at the prom.
Oh, he was.
We are set. Her versus him, Mark versus Kim. As we welcome the two contestants, one named Sandra. One named Will. Today, Sandra and Will are playing the list for...
a $25 gift card to Buddy's Barbecue, smoking since 1972. Visit one of their 14 Knoxville area locations today.
And they're healthy as can be.
Smoking.
Right. Oh, you like that?
I do. Smoking.
Oh, boy. Should hear when she says...
I get
says,
to say that all week.
When she says, sweetie, you should hear
sweetie.
That.
Sweetie.
Good Lord. Sorry you have to hear that, Sandra and Will, as she's working through whatever hipness that she thinks she has. All right, I got a list. I'm about to hand that list to Kim. She's going to try to describe that list to you, Sandra, over 75 seconds. It looks like me and Will are going first as she's holding up a list. At the end of the round that we play, Will and I play, Sandra, make sure that you listen closely. If we have to skip or we run out of time at the end of the round, you'll have a chance to steal some points at the end of the round. We'll say, Sandra! Would like to steal some points and then off you go. We're not going to prompt you any further on that. And then, Will, the same thing. When Sandra and Kim play, you'll have a chance to steal those points as well at the end of the round. Any questions, Will or Sandra, about how the list is played?
No.
Okay. All right. Let me get the clock ready. All right.
All righty, Will. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Okay, this is... we don't want our children spending too much of this. Looking at the computer or a iPad, we're trying to avoid, trying to keep this limited.
Free time.
Yes. This is the midday meal, and that's called what?
Dinner time.
The midday meal is...
or lunch.
Yes, and use that other word you just used.
Lunchtime.
Yes. This is from, in this country, from October 31st to January 27th. Is this era, I'm sorry, this this frame of existence, we're celebrating the Lord Jesus and his birthday, and so it is this longer period every time. I screwed up. At the end of a game, when it's like vital that you score at the end of the game, that is called what? And it's something that make, like if you were to eat something and it was in your mouth, that is
crunch time.
Yes, this is ticking for a woman when it gets too close for her to stop being able to make a baby. So that is the when this is ticking
biological clock.
Yes, this is in your in your foyer and it tells the time and it stands really tall and it's not your mother. Scoremaster Steve.
Will was able to get four, and there's one right there that Sandra can steal.
Sandra?
Father time.
No. That was grandfather clock I was trying there at the end.
How cool would it be to have father time standing in your vestibule, though?
Your vestibule.
The vestibule.
I just have a front doormat. She has a vestibule. Screen time, lunch time, big time I skipped. Christmas time I screwed up and said time. Crunch time we got. Beat the clock, biological clock, stop the clock, grandfather clock, and alarm clock still to come. Scoremaster Steve.
Will was able to get 4, and Sandra has 0.
All right. Kim, are you ready?
Yep.
Sandra, are you ready?
Yes.
Will, pay attention. On your mark, Sandra. Get set. Go.
It's a vegetable, and you peel away different layers, and it makes you cry.
Onion.
This is a potent vegetable, and when you chop it up, and it stays with you, and you hope the other person eats it, too, because you put it on Italian foods.
Asparagus?
No. It's very potent, though. It's a lot of Italian.
Garlic.
Yes. This is another type of onion-like, and it's green, and you...
Green onion?
No, it's you were very close on the first one, but it's a different way to say it. We're going to skip that for right now. Okay, this is green these, red these, and you can stuff them sometimes.
Green beans?
No. You stuff them.
Green peppers?
Just say the last word.
Peppers?
Yes. This is, there's red these, and there's another color of these. They come in bunches. They're in the produce section. They turn into raisins if you let them go long enough.
Grapes?
Yes, but they're not the red ones. They're the other color. Not red, but you've got the fruit right. They come in bunches.
Green grapes?
Yes, thank you.
Scoremaster Steve.
It is tied up right now 4-4, but there's one there that Will can steal.
Will?
Was it chives?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, it's onion, garlic, scallion.
Scallion.
Shallot.
Now, she said shallot. You should have said you just said.
But I wasn't describing that. I'm sorry.
No, for the next one.
Oh, for the next one, yes. I should have. Peppers, green grapes, cotton candy grapes, red grapes, seedless grapes, and wine.
All right.
So 4-4.
All right. I'm going to flip the coin. Sandra, call it first. Heads or tails?
Tails.
It is tails. Win it or lose it right here. I'm sorry. Tie it or lose it right here, Will. Heads or tails?
Heads.
Heads, and it's tails. She has won the game. There you go.
Good job, Sandra, not Sandy.
Yes, Sandra, not Sandy. Don't dare call her Sandy. She'll come through the phone, as you like to say. I think I'd like to hear that. So,
there she is.
Goodbye, Will. Thanks for playing. Sandra, congratulations. A $25 gift card to Buddy's Barbecue.
Smoking.
Okay, stop it.
Who gets to ride the lightning rod at Dollywood?
Let's find out, everybody. Good morning. Hello, your caller. Number 10.
Thank you.
Well, hello. What's your name?
Paula.
Hi, Paula. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
You know, you've just won by getting through as caller number 10. That's it. You have won something.
I know. It's very exciting.
It is very exciting. Let's have a conversation, Paula. So,
okay.
You're going to spin the wheel here on your cue. I'll spin the wheel on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will land on either... a one-day ticket, and I won't do the wah-wah. I won't do that, because that's a good deal.
Okay.
Or gold season passes for two. Two of them.
Yeah. I hope it's season passes.
You would love season passes. All right. Paula, where are you calling from, my dear?
Newport, Tennessee.
Newport, Tennessee.
Just down the road.
Everything's just down the road.
I know it.
Everything. There's
just
nothing.
Just down the road from Dollywood, too.
You can get anywhere on the road. Everything.
That's true.
Is just down the road. All right, Paula, on your cue, when you say spin that thing, I will spin it and you will win it.
All right. Spin that thing.
Mm. Here we go. Slowing down. One day, gold season. Gold season! Passes! Yay! Paula, congratulations. Gold.
Thank you so much.
Season passes. You're so welcome. That's lovely. Now, that's a summer.
Yeah.
That's a daggum summer.
All summer long.
Yeah. You ever been to Dollywood before, Paula?
We have. It's been a really long time, though.
Well, now you're going to have to use the heck out of this damn thing and take advantage of the fact that you've just won two of them. So congratulations. And by the way, you're also invited to be the first to ride the lightning rod with Liz and J-Dub coming up on April 26th, as soon as you figure out who they are. They will also, I'm kidding, they would also get to use, you will also get, Paula, to use your gold season passes during the golden hour from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. as a time saver pass. Come on now.
Yay!
All right, hold the line, Paula. Get some information from you off the air, or hang up on you, either one. All right, hold on. We've been known.
Please don't hang up on
me. We've been known to.
Depending on the button he pushes.
That's right. I think it was on the podcast we sat down and chatted out on the bonus part, the non-radio version of the podcast, the extra at the end. Me going to a funeral over the weekend? Was that on the pod? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I can quickly...
You mentioned it on air, I think, but we talked about it on...
Quickly update. My Aunt Faye had passed. She's my father's sister. He has one sister that's still alive, two sisters that have passed on. One a long time ago in the 1970s, and one that just passed recently. And so I was going to go to the funeral, and I talked about this at length. I just don't want to be a part of the viewing, the wake, whatever you want to call it. Just, it's just not me. It's not a thing I do. I'm terribly uncomfortable with it. And I don't want to remember her that way because it'll be seared. Okay. Mm-hmm. And because the other times I've been at different wakes and viewings, they seared. It's like, I want to remember them the way they were.
I can understand that.
Okay. Thank you for that. And so when I get to the church, there's no hearse. I'm thinking, no viewing, no hearse, no viewing. But where the receiving of friends and family was around the back of the church. So I parked around the back, went in the side door, and was there with my family, which are the Hensons, the Roops, the Turners, and then my father's family, and my father's side. My father retains, of course, my last name.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hensons, his sister, who passed. The Roops, his sister, alive. The Turners, his sister, who's passed. And I'd forgotten that the Hensons and the Roops don't necessarily get along. And I got pulled apart. Like a pull apart at Cinnabon a little later on. But so I'm in the receiving of friends and I'm seeing that distance between them. And it's, you know, lovely to getting to see. I have not seen some of these people in 30, 40 years. It was nice to see them. Old cousins of my father and stuff like that. It was lovely. It was really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Connected with the cousin that I kind of grew up with anytime I was down there. He and I would pal because we're the same age and good to see him.
It's always great to have great those connections. See
that. Yeah. Well, yes, it is. And so we're talking, we're milling just around the, you know, the lower parts of the church. And knowing that I had been there as a 5-year-old when my aunt was married. Mm-hmm. So she was, you know, christened in the church, married in the church, lived
long
the church.
Long-time member of
yes.
The-
mm-hmm. I mean, since 1945, she's been part of that church. And I remember being photographed in that church when I was a little boy at her wedding when I was 5 years old. So I said to my cousins, I wonder if it's still the same inside. And one of them said, who goes to that church regularly, oh my God, it's exactly the same. It hadn't changed at all. So let's go see. So we all kind of just head up into the chapel and boom.
Oh no.
Swept up and right at boom, there she was. I'm like, oh my God.
So you couldn't leave well enough alone. Yeah.
And the church, by the way, was exactly the same. My Aunt Faye, not so much. Obviously. She's laying there dead.
Yeah.
And out of respect, I wasn't gonna run. Her daughter's right there. It's one of my cousins and my other cousin. I mean, what am I going to run? I mean, I could have.
Kind of surprised you didn't.
Skedaddle. And then, okay, that's fine. So the service happens. I get brought, you know, I come in with the family. The lid was down. I'm fine. Okay, you know, I've seen the bodies before. I'll survive this.
You didn't want to, but.
Right. I'll survive it.
What's done is done.
Right. My Aunt Faye didn't. I can survive this. I'm fine. It is seared, though. It's in there. It's locked in.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah.
That's fine. And then at the end, this is where I realized something I completely had forgotten ages and ages ago. Because, you know, you see your cousins and your aunts and uncles if you don't live near them when you're a child a lot. And then not so much as an adult. So
weddings and funerals usually.
And I had forgotten. And when my grandmother died, I saw them. And that was like 1999.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I'd seen them. I forgot about the factions. The Hensons versus the Roops. They don't hate each other. They just don't socialize. They don't hang out. And at the end, I was asked by my Uncle Wayne, who I love, you come into the graveside for the service. I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And as I'm walking to my car, my Uncle Steve, he of the Roops. So Uncle Wayne Henson, Uncle Steve Roop, big old redneck boy. Love him to death. Love my Uncle Steve. Hey, come up to Barley's with us. Let's get you some food before you head back to Knoxville. So there I had to make a decision.
Yeah.
The Roops aren't going to the grave.
Which side of the family are you going to?
Roops aren't going to the graveside. Hensons are going to the graveside. Like, what do I do?
Because it's their mom.
Right. And my dad couldn't be there because he just had hernia surgery. So I kind of felt like I was repping the family.
Yeah.
So I went graveside. Much to the dismay of the Roops, and Steve and Ginger, who looked at me like, oh, okay, well, that's fine. Haven't seen you in 35 years, but go ahead. Or whatever. It's 25 years, I guess.
Are you part of the factions now?
I don't know. I don't know. I live only 3 hours away. Safe shooting distance. So Uncle Steve will shoot you. Plain and simple.
Gosh.
Uncle Steve will damn shoot you. He doesn't care. Family, criminal, just save to him. You mess with him, Steve will shoot you. He's got his hair fashioned like Donald Trump now. It's the weirdest thing. Yellow hair and slick back. He never looked like that before. So I'm like swept up into two different, like, you know, I can handle it. Then it's like it's family drama. I'd forgot all about it.
But have you chosen sides now? I mean, it's like.
I'm at graveside. I'm at a funeral. I'm going graveside. I'm not going for pizza.
Well, and you,
I think I made the right decision.
Not that I have a say, but I think you made the right decision.
I think I made the right decision.
You was there for your father's stead,
right.
You know,
exactly.
And so it was there for the funeral.
Right. But the restaurant in downtown Spindale is a Barley's, and you know their pizza's really good.
Well, I know.
So hell of a decision.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. Forget the family. It's pizza or a dead body, you know? Chose the dead body.
And you chose wisely.
Thank you. So, yeah, I completely had forgotten about this kind of like, you know, they don't really get along.
You remember very quickly when you're thrown into it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like.
You come to graveside? Yes, Uncle Wayne. You come to Barley's? Yes, Uncle Steve. So I had to send my nephew. My nephew went for the pizza. Sent him. I said, go to the pizza. I'll go to the graveside. So we split, it up. So wild stuff. You know what I say? Families.
Okay.
And you know what those are made of? People.
Mm-hmm.
See the list of top fast food joints. I'm a big fan of the fast food. Need more and more of it every single day.
No, not as much as you used to be.
Oh, I certainly
do. You've pulled back a lot.
It's all your fault, though. I blame you for making sure I had the app for McDonald's on my phone. Thank you for that. You know.
The app is great.
Mm-hmm. Culver's. You know, I preached Culver's until it got here. And here it is.
Yeah, you did preach it.
Number one, baby. Number one.
Do you not love Culver's anymore?
I love Culver's. Why?
Well, you said you preached it until it got here.
Yeah, and then it got here. I mean, okay. I preached, like, bring us a Culver's. Y'all don't know about the Butterburgers.
Mm.
Well, now you do. Culver's at number one, by the way.
I've never had one.
I haven't either.
This is the same
one.
This is the same one that had
custard.
Had not had a Big Mac before.
No, I've had their custard, though. The custard's good.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Shake Shack. Have you had a Shake Shack burger? At number two on the list of the top fast food restaurants in America. Shake Shack is amazing. If you're into those kind of burgers.
Now, what makes it different?
There's just, have a McDonald's burger, have a Wendy's burger, and then have a Shake Shack burger, have an In-N-Out burger, and have a Culver's burger. They're different. They're just different. In-N-Out, baby, number three, coming to Tennessee 2026. It's like a government program.
I feel like we've been hearing about it forever. It's like that far off road, you know? It's about it for 100 years.
No, that's not true. Because
our grandkids will
enjoy
it.
That's not true because it was just announced last year that they're building a facility in Middle Tennessee. That'll be done by 2025, but they won't have a restaurant in the vicinity because it has to be within a day's drive of their distribution plant for their meats and stuff like that. Whataburger, we're not close to that. Number four, Raising Cane's. Number five, still haven't eaten at Raising Cane's yet.
Oh.
Five Guys at number six, just bring your wallet and then another wallet you find on the street. Chick-fil-A, number
knock
seven.
Knock somebody over the head, grab their wallet.
Dave's Hot Chicken, I'm not into hot chicken. Kelly's Roast Beef, never heard of it.
You don't like hot chicken?
No.
I love
hot chicken.
With the pickle.
Oh, White Castle, baby. And the chicken sandwiches at White Castle are to die for, by the way. You don't have to get a slider. And Dick's and Zips.
That somehow sounds
sounds like my wedding night. What are you talking about?
All you people want is more, 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 more.
Give me, give me.
More, more.
Monday. It's Monday, everybody. It's the 15th day of April, 2024.
Yes, it is.
AKA Tax Day.
Yes, it is.
I know you have something you want to chat about, and would love to hear about it. I also want to give you a Tax Day yes or BS quiz, if I can.
Okay.
I don't know where the yes man is. He's out taking care of some business, so hopefully he'll be joining us, because when we're talking taxes, we love to have these young bucks, these whippersnappers in here who don't know how to pay taxes, don't know what taxes. I got to file taxes.
We got to pay those?
Right. If I owe money, then why should I have to file taxes?
We have to do it every year?
That's the other thing. If they're going to send me money back, then what do I need to? Well, first of all, you want your money.
Yeah.
But we'll get into the yes or BS taxes on April 15th, 2024. Tax yes or BS on the way. What do you have?
Should we take bets now on whether my husband will have to file an extension or not?
Well, you've said that he's only done it once.
He has. Well, this could be the second time.
But it's not year in and year out, though. It's not every year occasion, which, by the way, if you owe money, somehow you're supposed to figure out how you owe the money.
Which I don't understand how much you owe.
Here's the confusion on that. So what you must think is that people who file an extension are doing it because they haven't done the taxes yet. Yeah. Generally, people want to file an extension because they've done the taxes. They know they owe money, and before they file the taxes, they ask for the extension. So they're extending paying. They're not extending the time it takes to do the taxes. I think it's your husband is taking the time, or taking too much time, or being a handsard and being late and taking way too much time to prepare the taxes when he's had since, I guess, when did all that 1099 or W-2
they start
documents.
Rolling in right after Christmas.
No, I think
they're supposed to be in by February.
So like January 30th is the deadline, whatever the case may be.
Yeah. And
is he filing an extension to extend paying for his taxes?
No, because you have to pay them regardless.
But no, what I'm saying is
you have to pay them by the 15th.
So he knows. So has he finished the taxes and knows what he wants to pay and just wants to extend that because it's like 30 grand or something like that?
No, okay. The weird thing is he has them pretty much done. What happened? And I haven't asked. You know, I told you several years ago, I quit asking about the taxes.
And
because
I told
he gets them done.
That's a mistake, because you're also liable if, in fact, the taxes don't get done.
But he always gets them done.
But
I was driving him crazy by saying, have you started the taxes? Are you doing the taxes? When are you doing the taxes?
By the way, starting the taxes is not the problem.
It's getting them done.
Finishing the taxes.
Yeah. But he does it all at once. What he does is he sits down and he starts the taxes, and then he walks away from the taxes and he comes back. But he does them all over a 2-day period usually.
Oh, you made it sound like it's weeks and weeks.
Well, because he gathers the tax. He keeps all the tax stuff in this pile, and then he puts them in this box. Okay.
So what does the transfer from the pile to the box do?
But I don't know. It keeps it together. Okay. As stuff comes in.
Does it somehow file itself? Is it like a magic box?
Because he has all of our donation stuff and all the things we do, and he puts it all in there. And then he puts it back in a pile, and he goes through it, and he separates it.
Goes from a pile to a box.
To back on the desk.
Back to a pile.
And then he separates the pile, you know, it makes one pile back into several piles.
When are you going to separate from him?
No, I'm not.
Well, you've talked about your third husband on many occasions.
Well, so I'm not separating from him. I'm not getting a third husband.
So there won't be any separation, just going straight to the divorce?
No.
You have referenced the third husband, the next husband, on multiple occasions.
But I really have
lying.
No plans for a third husband.
Well,
so anyway.
There it is. But I have no plans for a third husband. Not saying I will never have a third husband. Because you don't know that you won't.
Yeah. So usually the week of taxes, okay, I know it's the week of the 15th, the week leading up to the 15th, whenever the 15th is, okay, whether
that's
it's on a
today,
Sunday, a Monday, I know it is, but that's when I see this happening, okay? So I just quit asking several years ago. Well, I saw this happening. I saw tax things, you know, I saw like things being printed, like the W-2s, you know, you don't get those in the mail so much anymore. And he has this clock above his desk that he puts the W-2s on. And so he prints them out and he puts them up there.
So he's got a stack, a pile.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a box.
Mm-hmm.
Got a second pile. And then he's got a what now?
A clock above his desk that he puts the W-2s on. Just the W-2s. And I'm like, okay.
Is this a system?
It's his system. I don't ask. So anyway, because they always get done. Once I realize they always get done, I just quit asking.
Question. He always gets packed, too, before he goes on a trip.
I quit asking about that several years ago, too. Yep. I did. Because
there was never a time
out.
When you were haranguing him about not packing in your time, mm-hmm. not in his time, but in your mm-hmm. time.
Yeah.
He never was late for a flight, was he?
No, never late.
Right.
He always had everything together was more organized. Well, his stuff was more organized. You know, he had it together. He had everything he needed. And he always said, he goes, you know, there's usually a Walmart or a Walmart-like place that we can go to if I need something. Or if we're going on a cruise, we don't ever need, you know, if there's something we think we need, we don't need it. You know, vacation, you just don't need it.
Medications?
Well, the medications he always has.
Underwear?
Underwear, he's got that.
You can always buy
And you can
underwear.
Always buy stuff.
Or not wear underwear.
Wherever you're going. Yeah, true.
I've done that before where I've forgotten underwear and I've just freeballed it the entire weekend.
Yeah, it's vacation. You know, whatever. Yeah, you know,
freeballing weekends. Freeballing vacations.
So anyway, I quit that stuff. It's just, you know,
okay.
It was bothering me. It was bothering him. I just quit it. So, anti-anxiety medicine. It's a wonderful thing. So anyway.
Sometimes I wonder who the anxiety medication is for, your husband or for me?
I think it's helped all
for
of us.
For me or from...
I think it's helped all of us.
At all.
I think it's helped all
I don't
of
see,
us.
I don't see how your anti-anxiety medications have helped me at all.
Yeah.
They need to help me a little bit more.
Well,
not all about you and those, you know, those medications. It's all about
it's
me.
It's helped all of us. So anyway, I saw the tax step starting, you know.
Okay,
from afar.
So will we guess now on whether he will file an extension by this afternoon?
Because what happened is on Saturday, when he was wrapping up things, he comes downstairs and he says, well, right now we're getting this much back. But, and there was the but, because I was like, we're getting back? And he goes,
must have a lot taken out during like your paycheck.
Well, no, because the butt. And I had this look on my face and was about to say getting back. And he goes, but. And he had two jobs in the course of this year. He finished one job and started another. And he realized he didn't have the W-2 from the first job. And so he goes online. Because, you know, you can pull your W-2s.
That company has a responsibility of sending it.
Well, you get it from online.
No, they have to. I think it has to legally come in the mail, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, they. I don't know.
I don't know
the legalities of it, but you can go online and pull them. Just like we can go online and pull ours, you know. So he goes online to pull the W-2 and he's been locked out because he's not worked for them for 7-8 months.
That's why it's incumbent. If they're going to lock you out of the system, then they have to send them to you in the mail. Are you saying that he didn't get the paper copy of this? Because you're supposed to have paper copies of all your stuff.
Yes, because he normally prints it out. And he said, my 5-digit employee number doesn't work anymore. He goes, no, it's 5 digits. So it's not like they had to reuse it in this time. He was trying to get it in there. And of course, it's the weekend.
But that probably gives him access to other things that he's not supposed to have access to.
I guess. So he can't get a hold of anybody or whatever. He goes, I'm going to call Monday and see if I can get a hold of somebody in HR or whatever mm-hmm. and try to get this so I can get access or they can... you know, scan it and send it to me or whatever.
Yeah.
And he goes, if they can do that, then I can insert those numbers and everything will be fine.
And then you'll owe money.
But if I can't, he goes, then I'm going to have to file an extension and then I'll get it when I get it. And I'm going, no. We don't want to file an extension. He goes, why do you have a problem with me filing an extension? I said, because we're filing an extension. And I don't know why I have a problem with it.
So funny, because as somebody who is constantly late for things, you shouldn't have a problem with
filing.
Not so much anymore. No, okay, maybe not as much anymore. Not so much. When you're saying that, it means you've canceled being late. You have not canceled being late. Not as much. Yes, I will grant you that. You're not as late as much as you used to be.
Yeah.
But you're not late so much anymore, which means you're not really late anymore, I would assume.
Not so much anymore. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, so...
I'm really not. So anyway, I don't know why it bothers me so much because people file extensions all the time.
Because he's not getting things done on your time frame. The same thing we've talked about on multiple occasions. And look, my wife's the same way. Things, if they're not going to happen on her timeline, she gets upset. The same way you do.
I do.
And so that's just your thing. You always have that thing. You're never going to get over that thing. I've decided that when the taxes start, and she'll say, oh, I'm going to do the taxes, I instantly find my noise-canceling headphones. Because she, when doing the taxes, every year in and year out, she hits me with, oh my God, we owe blank. And I shit myself. I'm like, what? Can't we readjust something in the amount of money we get taken out? Are we not investing properly? Are we not doing something right?
Yeah.
In terms of what are we not doing right? And then invariably, We always owe at least 50% less than the first initial, oh my God, we owe blankety blank.
Well, that's why Ralph doesn't tell me until the very end. I mean, because if he told me along the way, I would freak out.
Have him call my wife and say, hey, before you go spewing figures that make people shit themselves on the couch, because then you'll ruin a couch.
Oh, I would too.
I'm just, you know, either putting on noise-canceling headphones or she's going to have to figure out how not to say anything until the taxes are done, because we owe 50%, maybe even 60% less than she initially said. Yeah. I'm like, thank God.
Because Ralph, he freaks me out too. Or he did. Now he doesn't. Just like I've learned to not ask. And then, of course, this year when he tells me, well, I don't have the W-2 from this company that I did work from. And I'm like, I should have asked. In my head, I don't say it out loud, but in my head, I'm thinking, see, I should have been asking. I should have been asking, do you have everything for the taxes? Have you done? But I quit asking. And then sure enough, he didn't have everything he needed for the taxes.
Well, yes, man has re-entered the room on tax day. And you said,
I thought maybe he was doing his taxes. Yeah.
Because he's off the hook because he filed an extension.
Right.
But you also have to pay at the same time.
Yes.
Did you pay?
For the extension?
No.
You have to pay what you owe.
Yeah, you have to pay what you owe. We told you this last week.
Look, he's got that blank look on his face. Like, what are you talking about?
I thought the extension was when I do file. Then I pay what I owe.
Nope.
No.
They want it now.
If you owe, you have to pay now.
The extension.
How do I know what I owe?
Exactly.
Because the extension is based on, I've done my taxes. I owe this much money. I'd like to extend when I pay that. Not the extension of doing your taxes. Mm-hmm. You should have done your taxes by now, known the dollar figure, realize, okay, I don't want to pay this much. Let me file an extension. Maybe over the next 6 months, I can round up that cash to pay off the IRS. But nonetheless, you're supposed to pay when you file an extension. So I need to Google that for you?
No, so I still have to file before the fifth
file. Day.
Your money is still owed.
Your money is owed to the government.
Which I think is, I don't know how. Exactly.
Without filing.
Exactly.
Do I still have to pay even if I file an extension with the IRS? Let's see what the Google says.
Although an extension grants extra time to file, it does not extend the obligation to pay taxes due on April 15, 2024. To avoid penalties and late fees, taxpayers who owe should pay either their full tax bill or at least what they can afford to pay by the April 15th deadline.
And where do I pay this?
Where do you pay your taxes, dude?
The same place you file your taxes.
Yeah, yeah. But if I'm not filing, how do I go there to pay?
This is also a guy with his own business, Sideline. That he didn't realize that he has to pay quarterly. Now, I'm certain that you have not done that.
Are you certain?
I'm certain you have not done that.
Mm-mm.
He's going to be certain here in a minute.
Yes, he is.
See, I'm the same way because I'm like, how are you? I mean, I knew you had to pay by the 15th no matter what. But I'm always curious as to, you know, well, why file an extension if you have to file to figure out how much you owe or to do the taxes to figure out how much you owe?
They figured it out to way to charge you more money. There will be fees and there will be penalties.
Oh, yeah.
If, in fact, you don't. So
I don't know what those fees and penalties are, but.
Well, they're probably small, but still, it's more than you were going to pay. So.
But I don't know how you're supposed to know how much you pay. Right.
So those are the tax foibles. I have to go deaf during tax season. Kim has to just sit there and try to be patient.
I don't do well with being patient.
And then, of course, the yes man. I'm no idea man.
No, I'm stress man.
Stress man.
Yeah, stressing about paying taxes.
Tax fact or fiction, we'll call it yes or BS here on this morning show.
Okay.
Supreme Court once ruled that collecting federal taxes every year was unconstitutional. Fact, fiction, yes or BS?
Yes.
Yes.
Fact. President Grover Cleveland tried to implement a yearly tax in 1894. And the Supreme Court struck it down. And when you get your dumbass sovereign citizens who don't believe they owe taxes, they always try to use that. Oh, it's unconstitutional. Taxes are unconstitutional.
So if they determined, or if Grover Cleveland,
the president
mm-hmm. determined that it was unconstitutional, how did it become constitutional all of a sudden, or did it?
I would assume that further decisions, anyway. I don't know, but I would assume another further decision made sure that it's part of the law of the land. Which, of course, sovereign citizens don't believe that they have to adhere to.
They don't believe anything.
They don't. All right. Yes or BS? Florida is the only state in the union with no sales tax. Yes or BS?
BS.
Yes.
Wrong. Yes, man is wrong. Fiction. BS. There are only five states in America with no state sales tax. Oregon, Delaware, New Hampshire, Montana, and Alaska. No sales tax.
I couldn't have named the states, but I was thinking there were.
A state tax, keep in mind. Yeah. A state tax can be lower in an area with a sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
And we have no state income tax here.
We sure have sales tax.
9.5% sales tax. Excuse me. Yes or BS? If you win a prize on The Price is Right, you must pay California income taxes on that prize before you can even leave the studio.
Yes.
Yes or BS?
Yes.
BS.
You're wrong again, sir.
God.
How funny that you're going to be wrong mostly
on
surprised. Tax questions.
Yeah.
You have to. Yeah, they make you right then. If you're going to take the car, you got to pay the taxes on the car, mm-hmm. which means writing them a check. You mm-hmm. have to write them a check. I will not let you leave the state of California or the studio. There are tax officials at every
standing
game show.
By.
They are.
Does it have to clear first?
They will probably make. But by the way, if you write a check to the IRS, I would imagine they know right off the bat if your check is going to clear.
Okay.
They know what's in your account.
So I would advise that you get your game straight on taxes.
Okay.
Not that you don't have other things to concern yourself with at this moment in time.
Yeah.
But, all right, yes or BS? You still have to pay taxes on ransom payments. If, in fact, you have somebody in your life that has been kidnapped and you pay ransom, you have to pay taxes on ransom payments, which means, I guess, if you received ransom payments. Let's say you're the kidnapper.
So it's like a gift tax or something?
It's a setup, is what it sounds like.
Or is it an income? Or
that's just BS. It's odd, the wording of this, because it says ransom payments are tax deductible. You have to show something like a police report as proof of your loss. So you can make a ransom payment and then lose that ransom payment. Like you don't catch the people that that's weird.
Yeah.
That's a strange question.
All right, fact or fiction, this is yes or BS. The term paying through the nose comes from 9th century Danish practices of cutting the noses off of people who did not pay their taxes. Yes or BS?
BS.
Yes.
Yes, man.
There we go.
Finally gets one right. Yes.
Oh, he knows about bodily injury.
Because of?
I don't know.
You know about bodily injury?
I guess.
Okay. Yeah, the way in which you would cut someone's hand off for being a thief, I guess. Yeah. They would cut your nose off if you didn't pay your tax. 9th century, that's the 800s.
Wow.
Things were a little rougher back in those days. You wouldn't survive that.
Oh, no.
No, you
would be noseless.
But they cut your nose off of all things.
Cab fares were originally considered taxes, which is where the taxi cab got its name. Taxi cab got its name because cab fares were originally considered taxes. You took them enough, you took cabs enough that you were paying your tax by using them.
BS.
Kim?
I think it's BS too.
You're both right. That's just BS.
I was like, how does that even make sense?
The device that measures time and distance to calculate the fare was called a taxometer or taximeter, and that's where taxis get their name from, not taxes. The main reason, number 8, yes and BS, yes or BS, the main reason Will Smith did The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was that he owed $2.8 million in back taxes from his recording career and he needed the money. Yes. Or BS?
Yes.
Yes.
You believe that?
Yeah.
You are correct, sir. 70% of his pay for the first 3 seasons of the show was garnished by the Internal Revenue Service.
That's kind of sad, though, but it worked out well for him because his acting career
took off from there.
Really good.
I'd like you to look up the word garnishment today.
Oh, trust me. I know what garnishment is.
Oh, yes. That's right. Baby daddy to the stars.
Yes.
That's right.
I know all about it.
Yes, you do. All right, everybody. I believe we didn't record any of what we just did.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. I don't know. Maybe we did. We'll see. Goodbye, everybody. Look at everything that made, and forgive me for being a little discourteous here, but everything that made Winona Judd a little harder on the eyes was picked up by the child. Yeah. Of Winona Judd.
So if I look up Grace Kelly, her name's not Judd,
Grace Kelly. Winona was married to an Arch Kelly.
So her last name, I was thinking Grace Kelly something.
Okay. She's Grace Kelly. That's her name.
Oh, bless. Looks like she fell off a ride. I mean, she's got bruising.
Face first.
She's got bruising.
Yeah. She says, Grace says, they're treating me unfairly because of who our family is. This would be the inverse of celebrity justice. Celebrity justice would get you a little treated a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
Quote, well, if her mom is not coming to get her. I mean, her family's treating her that way.
It's almost like they're trying to throw the book at me. It's like, they let me do everything I can to make your life hell. She also offered up another weird excuse that her grandmother, Naomi Judd, committed suicide in 2022 that has somehow cursed her. She believes she's cursed. And the mugshot is your go find it for yourself.
Mm.
Viral mugshot, oh, the day.
Yeah.
Oh, the Lord.
Bless
this poor girl. Mm. Everything that is just, look at that forehead. Holy moly. It's like she's married. Like maybe Winona Judd had a baby with the kid from The Mask. You know, Eric Stoltz in The Mask.
Oh.
It's kind of what she looks like. I mean, I'm not lying. I'm rude, but I'm not lying.
Yeah, that's rude.
It's the truth. Look at her face. Maybe she swelled up.
He had conditions. Let's not.
What I'm saying, though, is that condition looks like it's transposed itself onto the face of this poor woman. I don't know if she's, in fact, swelled up. Like you mentioned, she'd been beat about the head or something.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't look right. Something's amiss. All right, fine. Winona Judd had a baby with the Elephant Man. Is that better?